A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Outbound Flight, Star Wars Legends, by Timothy Zahn. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The Essential Legends Collection. For more than 40 years, novels set in a galaxy far, far away have enriched the Star Wars experience for fans seeking to continue the adventure beyond the screen. When he created Star Wars, George Lucas built a universe that sparked the imagination and inspired others to create. He opened up that universe to be a creative space for other people to tell their own tales. This became known as the Expanded Universe, or EU, of novels, comics, video games, and more. To this day, the EU remains an inspiration for Star Wars creators and is published under the label Legends. Ideas, characters, story elements, and more from New Star Wars Entertainment trace their origins back to material from the Expanded Universe. This Essential Legends collection curates some of the most treasured stories from that expansive legacy. 1. The light freighter Bargain Hunter moved through space, silver gray against the blackness, the light of the distant stars reflecting from its hull. Its running lights were muted, its navigational beacons quiet, its viewports, for the most part, as dark as the space around it. Its drive gunning for all it was worth.
Hang on!
Dubrak Kento barked over the straining roar of the engines.
Here he comes again!
Clenching his teeth firmly together to keep them from chattering, Georges Cardass got a grip on his seat's armrest with one hand as he finished punching the coordinates into the nav computer with the other. Just in time, the Bargain Hunter jinked hard to the left as a pair of brilliant green blaster bolts burned past the bridge canopy.
Cardass!
Kento called.
Snap it up, kid!
I'm snapping!
Cardass called back, resisting the urge to point out that the outmodded nav equipment was Kento's property, not his. As was the lack of diplomacy and common sense that had gotten them into this mess in the first place.
Can't we just talk to them?
Terrific idea, Kento bit out. Be sure to compliment Praga on his fairness and sound business sense. That always works on Hutts.
The last word was punctuated by another cluster of blaster shots, this group closer than the last.
Rack! The engines can't hold this speed forever!
Maris Ferrazzi warned from the co-pilot's seat, her dark hair flashing with green highlights every time a shot went past.
Doesn't have to be forever,
Kento said with a grunt.
Just till we have some numbers. Cardass!
On Cardass's board, a light winked on.
Ready!
He called, punching the numbers over to the pilot station.
It's not a very long jump, though.
He was cut off by a screech from somewhere aft, and the flashing blaster bolts were replaced by flashing star lines as the Bargain Hunter shot into hyperspace.
Cardass took a deep breath, let it out silently.
This is not what I signed up for,
he muttered to himself. Barely 6 standard months after signing on with Kento and Maris, this was already the second time they'd had to run for their lives from someone. And this time, it was a Hutt they'd frizzled. Kento, he thought darkly, had a genuine talent for picking his fights.
You okay, George?
Cardass looked up,
blinking away a drop of sweat that had somehow found its way into his eyes. Maris was swiveled around in her chair, looking back at him with concern.
"I'm fine,"
he said, wincing at the quavering in his voice.
"Of course he is,"
Kento assured Maris as he also turned around to look at their junior crewer.
"Those shots never even got close."
Kardas braced himself.
"You know, Kento, it may not be my place to say this."
"It isn't, and don't,"
Kento said gruffly, turning back to his board.
"Praga the Hutt is not the sort of person you want mad at you,"
Kardas said anyway.
"I mean, first, there was that Rodian."
"A word about shipboard etiquette, kid,"
Kento cut in, turning just far enough to send a single eye's worth of glower at Kardas.
"You don't argue with your captain. Not ever. Not unless you want this to be your first and last tour with us."
"I'd settle for it not being the last tour of my life," Kardas muttered.
"What was that?"
Kardas grimaced.
"Nothing."
"Don't let Praga worry you,"
Maris soothed.
"He has a rotten temper, but he'll cool off. Before or after he racks the three of us and takes all the furs,"
Kardas countered, eyeing the hyperdrive readings uneasily. That Mauvine nullifier instability was definitely getting worse.
"Oh, Praga wouldn't have racked us,"
Kento scoffed.
"He'd have left that to Drixo when he had to tell her he'd snatched her cargo. You do have the next jump ready, right?"
"Working on it,"
Kardas said, checking the computer.
"But the hyperdrive..."
"Heads up!"
Kento interrupted.
"We're coming out!"
The starlines collapsed back into stars, and Kardas keyed for a full sensor scan.
And jerked as a salvo of blaster shots sizzled past the canopy.
Kento barked a short expletive.
"What the frizz?"
"He followed us?"
Maris said, sounding stunned.
"And he's got the range,"
Kento snarled as he threw the Bargain Hunter into another series of stomach-twisting evasive maneuvers.
"Kardas, get us out of here!"
"Trying!"
Kardas called back, fighting to read the computer displays as they bounced and wobbled in front of his eyes. There was no way it was going to calculate the next jump before even Kento's luck ran out, and the fuming hut back there finally connected. But if Kardas couldn't find a place for them to go, maybe he could find all the places for them not to go. The sky directly ahead was full of stars, but there was plenty of empty black between them. Picking the biggest of the gaps, he punched the vector into the computer.
"Try this one,"
he called, keying it to Kento.
"What do you mean, try?"
Maris asked. The freighter rocked as a pair of shots caught it squarely on the aft deflector.
"Never mind,"
Kento said before Kardas could answer. He punched the board, and once again, the star lines lanced out and faded into the blotchy hyperspace sky. Maris exhaled in a huff.
"That was too close."
"Okay, so maybe he is mad at us,"
Kento conceded.
"Now, like Maris said, kid, what do you mean, try this one?"
"I didn't have time to calculate a proper jump,"
Kardas explained.
"So I just aimed us into an empty spot with no stars."
Kento swiveled around.
"You mean an empty spot with no visible stars?"
he asked ominously.
"An empty spot with no collapsed stars or pre-star dark masses or something hidden behind dust clouds? That kind of empty spot?"
He waved a hand toward the canopy.
"And out toward the unknown regions on top of it?"
"We don't have enough data in that direction for him to have done a proper calculation anyway,"
Maris said, coming unexpectedly to Kardas's defense.
"That's not the point,"
Kento insisted.
"No, the point is that he got us away from Praga,"
Maris said.
"I think that deserves at least a thank you."
Kento rolled his eyes.
"Thank you,"
he said,
Such thanks to be rescinded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?